Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Role Players. Thank you for all the great feedback on my last episode of the MVP debate. Today I'm going to be going over the NBA trade deadline and the All-Star Draft. We had some interesting things going on here, and I would love to discuss it. Let's get into it. Okay, so let's get into the trades we had going on Thursday. So there was a lot of interesting trades, nonetheless. I think one of the biggest storylines was how there was not a trade for Anthony Davis. I think that was something that could have been easily expected for the trade deadline. That did not happen. Lakers did make a move, though. It was a very small one that I feel like the Lakers lost on. I don't feel like that was a very good trade. But so let's start on them. So our last trade of the day was Hawks acquired Jabari Bird from the Celtics for future considerations. This is a pretty boring trade. I'm going to grade it a B. I don't really know what to say. It's a good team giving a bad team a mediocre player that doesn't play. It's not much to it. And then we had, this is a underrated trade today. I think the Nets acquired Greg Monroe and a second round pick from the Raptors. I think you look at the Nets right now, they needed a big man. They really were in need of a big man because they were left kind of decimated at their, like, at their 4 and 5. They needed someone who could control that 4 and 5 after Jared Allen. They just didn't really have anyone. They had a lot of people out with injuries. And I think Greg Monroe is a solid center that can fill that gap for them. I think that's a really good trade because this Nets team isn't bad. This is a playoff Nets team. This is a team that had a stretch of 20 and 5. Like, the Nets are not a joke anymore. And that's not even it. They also got a second-round pick from the Raptors out of it. I think that's a win for the Nets, I would say. That's a complete win for the Nets. Now, the only thing the Raptors did get is they got the contract of Greg Monroe off their books. That's what they got. They got some salary cap relief from the Nets and threw in a little sweetener with the second-round pick. So I'm going to give that an A-. I thought that was a pretty good trade. I think that was a trade that worked almost evenly for both sides. Now, this is one of the more flashy, I guess you could say flashy, big-name trades for the day. You had the Magic acquiring Markelle Fultz from the 76ers for Jonathan Simmons and a first-round pick and a second-round pick. Now, I think people can say that the Magic overpaid on this trade. I don't believe that. Personally, in my opinion, I think Markelle Fultz will be an All-Star one day. I just don't believe that a player who is the number one pick can just disappear like this. I think when he comes back from injury, it'll be interesting to see what really happens with Markelle Fultz. But I think Magic are a good team for him to go to. Magic don't have a clear-cut point guard. And it's a place where he can develop without all the popularity and the pressure he had from the 76ers. I think 76ers got some good picks out of this because they needed some picks after getting Tobias Harris because they traded away a good bit of their picks. So I think the 76ers were able to get Markelle Fultz off their shoulders. Pun intended. And they were able to replenish their picks and get a little throw-in role player that may help them. I think it'll help their bench a little bit. And Jonathan Simmons. I don't think it's a huge thing. I don't think it's a thing that really helps the 76ers. Now, because this works so well for both teams, and because I believe Markel Fultz has a relatively high ceiling, I believe he could be a very good NBA player. I believe he can be an all-star. I believe at some point in his career he is going to be in consideration for an MVP. I believe that's who Markel Fultz could be. But we haven't seen him healthy yet, so I would love to see Markel Fultz healthy and see what happens. So I'm going to give that trade an A-. Now, next up, you had the Lakers trade of the day. Now, this is for a big man. And it was not Anthony Davis. Gotcha there. So it was actually Mike Muscala from the Clippers, who was fresh off getting traded by the 76ers in the Tobias Harris trade we just talked about. Now, the Clippers were able to acquire Michael Beasley, and sorry if I butcher this, Avisia Zubac from the Lakers, both players have been playing relatively well, for again, Mike Muscala. I feel like the Lakers gave up a good role player and a good promising center for a mediocre bench player. I don't really understand this one. So I'm going to give it two grades here. I'm going to give it a C- for the Lakers part and an A- for the Clippers part, because this was done hand in hand with the waiving of the Clippers starting center, Marcin Gortat, which leads me and most of the NBA community to believe that Zubac will become the Clippers starting center, which would be great for him because that's a great opportunity to play for the Clippers and start. That's great. So I'll give that a C- for the Lakers because I have no idea what they were doing in this trade. And I'll give the Clippers an A- because I feel like they got a better center than Marcin Gortat that has a better future for them, that helps them in their future. Okay, next trade. So we have a swap between the Trailblazers and the Kings. Now you have two interesting bench players, role players, as I like to call them. Again, pun intended. You had the Trailblazers acquiring Caleb Swanigan from the Kings for Skal Labissiere. Okay, I think I said that correctly. Not sure. So, correct me on that, guys. I'm not sure how to pronounce all these, but I can say Antetokounmpo. So, that's a plus. I don't see this helping either team. But I feel like the Kings have been relatively active. I just can't tell if the Kings are being relatively active to sell because they think they're out of the playoffs, or if they're trying to buy to get a piece to help them compete for the playoffs. What I'm looking at the trades the Kings are making, it's just not clear yet. Now they got an interesting bench player here and traded away a bench player. The Kings made a few trades. Now they had another trade yesterday for Harrison Barnes, which was an interesting trade because Harrison Barnes was traded mid-game and it looked like you could see the point where Harrison Barnes had figured out he was traded. Now, you never want that to happen to any players, but again, the NBA is a business. So, that was a sad moment for Harrison Barnes, but I don't know what the Kings are getting from that. I don't know if that's a piece they can use to help them get to the playoffs, or if that's a contract they're taking on because they're a selling team. I'm not sure. I tend to believe that this is a buying Kings team. I don't think the Kings are selling. I think the Kings are trying to acquire some players to finish out their rotation that can help them make a playoff push and help them in the future make more playoff pushes, because I believe this is a Kings team built for the future. So that's that. Now, you have a trade I don't know about. I don't know about coming up next. You have the Raptors acquiring Marc Gasol from the Grizzlies for Jonas Valanciunas, DeLon Wright, CJ Miles, and a 2024 second round pick. Now, I think this kind of this hurts the Raptors a bit. Definitely on their bench, because I think DeLon Wright, very good player. I think he is, he's pretty good. CJ Miles can be very good at times, and Jonas Valanciunas was by all means a very good center. But you get upside in Marc Gasol. The only problem with this is he's been inconsistent at times. He is getting older, and his contract is not a team-friendly one. So when you throw this into the equation, the Raptors have to re-sign their starting center and Kawhi Leonard in the same offseason. That doesn't make that much easier. It's not making it much easier. And they traded away some pieces on their bench. But, again, they did get a very good center back in Marc Gasol. So I'm kind of split on this trade. I don't exactly know how it'll pan out. I feel like this is a... I definitely would not give this trade an A, but I wouldn't give it a B, so I'm going to give this a B+. Okay. Now, the Grizzlies acquire Avery Bradley. Oh, okay. Sorry. I just had like a brain aneurysm there. So the Grizzlies acquire Avery Bradley from the Clippers for Garrett Temple and Jamichael Green. I don't know why, but I like Jamichael Green. And Garrett Temple, I haven't seen enough to really know his strengths, weaknesses, and what he can do for an NBA team. But I do know that Avery Bradley has been a disappointment for the Clippers so far. And he's not on the best of contract. So I think this was a good trade for the Clippers to get Avery Bradley off of them and then get a good player in Jamichael Green. I think that's a good trade. Nothing too spectacular. So I'll give it a B. Now, this is one of the trades that I thought was pretty interesting. You had a Rockets team who made a good bit of trades. You had the Pacers acquiring Nick Stauskas, Wade Baldwin from the Rockets for a future second round pick. So the Rockets went into a semi-sell mode and traded some of their bench. They got rid of a good bit of their bench. I think it was interesting because they did end up getting a good bit of picks out of it. I don't know what their strategy was. I think they used their really last case scenario guys and traded them to get picks, which is a good approach. It'll pan out, I believe, well, and the second round picks can definitely be good players. I mean, second round picks are sometimes in the NBA thrown around like they're nothing. Now, there is very good players who come out of the second round. You have very good players like Nikola Jokic, rookie of the year Malcolm Brogdon. Like, you may not know, but Malcolm Brogdon is having a career year. Guy's averaging 16 points a game and like 5 assists on the league's best team. Now, nobody really knows his name, but that's another guy who came out of the second round. They're Nikola Jokic, the Joker. Most people know who that is. And it's not like you can't get talent out of the second round. So I like this approach by the Rockets to get some second round picks, because they are more valuable than you may think. So I'll give this a B+. Now, you had the best trade of the day, in my opinion, for the team that won it. This is the best trade. No, you had the Bucks acquiring Nikola Mirotic from the Pelicans for Jason Smith, Stanley Johnson, and 4 second-round picks. Now, you have Jason Smith, who has barely played for the Bucks. You have Stanley Johnson, who the Bucks just got in a trade for Thon Maker, and 4 second-round picks. Now, the only downside for the Bucks is that they traded 4 second-round picks. The catch is that only 2 of the second-round picks belong to the Bucks. The rest were from other teams. So this trading 4 didn't hurt them as much as it looks like it did. This is a very good trade, and it was basically a steal on the Bucks' part to get a great player, Nikola Mirotic, who averages 17 and 8, very good three-point shooting, and plugging him into a great three-point shooting offense. Now, I think this is a piece that can propel the Bucks. Now, I was looking at 538 after this trade, and the Bucks championship win percentage actually went up from the probability of 8% to 14% just because of this trade. Now, that's a 6-point increase just because of this trade. I think this is a big part of the Bucks going forward, and if they can be serious contenders in the NBA. Now, last trade of the day. Finally made it. I don't know. This is going to be a long episode. We have the 76ers acquiring James Ennis from the Rockets for a 2021 second-round pick. Again, you have the Rockets trading their deep bench players for second-round picks. Now, I already said I like this approach by the Rockets. I think no team is too good to trade their deep bench for some picks. I like this approach. Now, I'll give this a B. There's not much to it. And I'll get into the All-Star Draft. Okay, so the All-Star Draft, this was the first time we got to see the All-Star Draft televised. Now, there was a little movement last year to try and get Giannis Antetokounmpo to live stream this on his phone. Obviously, that didn't happen. And not much details were revealed about the event, but it was a draft. Now, this year, the NBA, I think, made a great decision and decided to televise the draft. You had LeBron getting the first pick, Giannis getting the second pick. Now, Team Giannis has been criticized. I think a lot of people don't really understand what Giannis was really going for in this draft. I think this wasn't a flashy player draft for Giannis. Giannis actually said he wanted a team that would play hard and wanted first-time All-Stars that would play hard, and he also wanted players from around the world, just like he is. So I think this is a cool team that Giannis put together. He also expressed his intent to draft Steph Curry first for the starters and then draft his teammate Chris Middleton second. In the second round for the reserves. I think that was very cool to pay homage to Steph Curry, who picked him first last year, and Chris Middleton, his teammate, in his first All-Star game. I think that was a great move. So for Team Giannis, you have the starters, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Steph Curry, Joel Embiid, Paul George, and Kemba Walker. For the reserves, you have Chris Middleton, Nikola Jokic, Russell Westbrook, who was involved in a trade, I know, a trade at the All-Star Draft, Blake Griffin, D'Angelo Russell, Nikola Vucevic, Kyle Lowry, and Dirk Nowitzki. Now, this is a pretty good team. It doesn't have the flashy names that Team LeBron does, but I feel like this team will compete a lot better than many people are thinking it will at the All-Star game. I like this approach from Giannis. I think it's a cool team he put together. I think this is a team that's going to play very hard. Now, for Team LeBron, you had a lot of really flashy players. You had, for the starters for Team LeBron, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard, and James Harden. That is a very good starting five. If I have to say, that is a very good starting five. That's not just a very good starting five. That's a great starting five. So, the reserves, you have, really could have been a starter. Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson, Damian Lillard, Ben Simmons, LaMarcus Aldridge, Karl-Anthony Towns, Bradley Beal, and Dwayne Wade. Now, the one little interesting part we got out of this was there was a trade. We had a trade. Now, Russell Westbrook was traded to Team Giannis for Ben Simmons. So Ben Simmons was on Team Giannis, and Russell Westbrook was on Team LeBron. And they decided to swap. Now, this is partly for two reasons. One, because LeBron wanted Ben Simmons. And two, because there was comments by Giannis before about how he wanted to try and pair up Joel Embiid and Russell Westbrook if he could, despite their bitter rivalry. And I think that's a great show of sportsmanship by Giannis. I think that's a cool move. Now, but Giannis did say after the draft that he wanted to give LeBron Ben Simmons out of respect for LeBron. I think that's cool. So, again, this was a cool All-Star draft. I think this is a interesting way to do it, having it televised. I like it personally. I don't know if everyone may like it. I feel like there could be changes to it to make it a little bit more interesting. But it was cool. It's better than nothing. So, now the All-Star game is going to be February 17th in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, make sure you tune in for that. I think it's going to be a really fun game. And make sure you tune in for the entire All-Star weekend. Now, sadly, this is the end of my episode podcasty thingy. I would just like to thank everyone for listening this long. And if you are still listening, if you repost this on your Snapchat story, Instagram story, Facebook, Twitter, it doesn't matter to me. Just tag me in it, and I will give you a shout out at the end of my episode. Okay? So, right now, I'd like to give a shout out to Zach, because he posted on his Instagram story, reposted this. I appreciate it. Thank you. Shout out to Zach. Other than that, I think this was a very interesting NBA Thursday, and get ready for episode 3.